War is an economic system, and the economy is war by other means, i.e., it's about controlling the energy of the majority, the goal being to beat us into submission. And in the normal, quote-unquote, course of events, overt violence, as Sollozzo, the character in The Godfather, said, is too expensive in terms of maintaining legitimacy as a means of controlling. And so they normally, quote-unquote, rely on Bentham, whose panoptic guidance says wage war by other means, i.e. be economic and efficient. Let the weight of scarcity weigh on their minds, Bentham advised. But when the people arise, economy, efficiency, and all that jazz flies out the door, and in walks war. Economy is just a tool, like any other technology. So war is always war on us, whether they spill our guts with guns or markets. The economy is just war by other means, and war is the profligate failure of breeding to control the energy of the majority. That's the true point of the education we're all given. What they, the power guys, hate most is resistance. What they love most is obedience. And I have to say it was kind of discouraging to hear a guy hawking a book with similar sentiments to myself when it comes to our non-human animal friends, which is that they can teach us empathy. They can teach us how to be a living thing because we seem to have lost the knack. And to hear him scratching his head and talking about, you know, he thinks he's figured out why we're violent. It's because we created this notion of the other. That's coterminous with class, with power, the notion of the other. It's called the division between the barbarian and the citizen. It's called Plato. Why won't they say that? Why won't they put it in that frame so that we can see the continuity of this mess and realize that if we don't get busy, we're condemning our children and the earth to even worse destruction and devastation. Oh, but the connection with the obedience thing. He was scratching his head talking about how, you know, the fascists can be nice to animals. Yeah, they love obedient beasts. Definitely. I'm sure it warms their heart and they'll call that love. Don't be deceived. What they love is obedience. They love someone reinforcing. They love others reinforcing their sense of themselves as superior beings. What they love most is obedience. To force us to obey is the name of the game, the key that explains everything under class. So what does this tell us about the people of Ukraine? It should give us some sense of the risk they are in. Power don't forget. As we said about Egypt and Haiti and Venezuela. Come on, the left. Let's be a global left. Let's start realizing that if we don't stand with our brothers and sisters in targeted regions or so-called whatever category they use, well, these are the producers, or these are the food growers, or these are the this, or these are the that. We cannot allow ourselves to be chopped up and managed. Keeping us stuck following orders confers on power multiple economic, quote unquote, and using that word in terms of maximizing, i.e. efficiently utilizing, following Bentham's deep training way, his insistence on totalitarian control of all social institutions, the control of human energy through deep, deep training of us. And so following orders confers on power multiple economic benefits. It renders us pliable material with which to work. We easily bend to any use to which we're put. offering no challenge to them. And it keeps our minds empty, bringing within reach Plato's dictum, no change. Rigid class locked in place. And just as we need each other to develop our thought, the flip is also so. If our thought stagnates because empathy is lost, we're less likely to congregate and to overcome the atomization. And so decision-making then seems quite beyond us. Hitler, Stalin, Mussolini, and let's not forget the 1934 coup attempt in the U.S. Coordination on this scale is not gone and done, but living with us until we step up